Some only visible in darkness.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting from New Zealand, the fabulously fluoridated Fukushima irradiated island-chained paradise in the sunny slave South Pacific, where the sun shines oh so nicely and everybody enjoys beautiful sunburn from the hole in the ozone layer caused by HAARP and weather modification weapons. And my very special guest joining me today is Robert Potter. Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Vinny. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience today.
I'm sure they're very happy to have you. However, personally, as with most of my guests, I'm unfamiliar with your work. So if you would regale me and take as long as you want, you know, you've got a free platform here, about who you are and what it is you do.
Well, my name's Rob Potter. I've been working in the field of extraterrestrial and been having contacts for probably 42 years at least, with the late, great Dr. Fred Bell, traveled the country for many years. I have two radio shows myself, one on the Pyramid One Network in Australia down there. You can hear us live. I think we're on Fridays. I just joined them with the Revolution from my Revolution radio station. I joined Pyramid One Network, and I just finished some interviews with JJ and Desiree Hertak, the author of The Keys of Enoch, as well as with Ralph and Marsha Ring. They'll be airing this week or this month down under. And then in the United States, I also have another show called Victory of the Light. I have a website called The Promise Revealed. The Promise Revealed.com. People might want to go there now if they're listening. And another website I work heavily on is called prepareforchange.net. I, from an early age, knew that lots of things were going to be changing on the planet, and I've been kind of planning and setting my sights on understanding the truth. You know, my whole life I've been a seeker of truth, no matter where it is, what it is, whether it's in government or mostly in spiritual consciousness raising awareness has kind of been my focus. And it led me to an inner journey through studying various philosophies and religions, and then having experiences with a scientist and with the extraterrestrials and the Pleiadians, most notably the female cosmonaut named Semyasi that Billy Meyer had a contact with. When I was very young, I was getting contact notes from Colonel Wendell Stevens. And on my website is documented in many interviews, including my three coast-to-coast interviews, and one of them there, I think the first one, I did talk about my experience with one of the Earth's first military extraterrestrial allies in the resistance movement back in the early 80s. He took me out into the desert and introduced me to a spaceship that came and landed. I was having a lot of out-of-body experiences with Fred Bell and the Pleiadians, and I was seeing them at a distance, but I wasn't really clear. So I was very fortunate to have a extremely close encounter with several witnesses present. I also have spoken around the world in various locations: Egypt, Canada, Europe, United States, around the world, a little bit here and there, on extraterrestrials, our cosmic heritage and spiritual destiny, understanding who we are, where we come from, what is this situation here going on the earth, and in regards to our world governments, extraterrestrials, free energy, HARP chemtrails, vaccinations, GMOs, poisoned food, Agenda 21, and advanced healing technologies as well, especially in the areas of pyramids, crystals, and lasers. I'm an expert in pyramids, understanding their uses, sacred geometry products. If you look over my site, I have lots of different products and stuff that are kind of advanced in terms of metaphysical understanding. We utilize lasers and crystals. The Pleiadians gave us this technology back in the 70s and 80s through Dr. Fred Bell. I was building pyramidal array systems with Tesla coils and lasers, and setting them up in, you know, like rock studios of David Tickle, a famous producer who's produced everyone from Deborah Harry to U2, and you name it, he's been there, done that. And he has some of these pyramid systems in his sound booths that utilized lasers and special design pyramidal arrays to enhance and heal the body through natural pyramid energy. So I've had quite a journey. My work lately has been with Cobra. I also work with my great friend Len Horowitz on who wrote the book AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Action, and Intentional, Reverse Pirates of the DNA Spiral, Healing Celebrations and Healing Codes of the Biological Apocalypse, as well as Death in the Air. The guy can really research. I did a lot of work with him on healing water projects, as well as on the swine flu scare, exposing the fact that, you know, the government, one of the, I want to say GlaxoSmithKline, but someone, guy had the patent for the swine flu, you know, in 2007. So I've been kind of up on, you know, what's been going on, and I've come to an understanding about the cosmic situation, what's going on here in regards to planet Earth, why we're in quarantine, why the ETs can't land, where we come from, what our purpose is, and kind of in a non-religious but yet a spiritual, science meets spiritual way. So that's kind of my history. Where would you like to go, Vinny? We got a huge swath we could cover. I do
What I like to start off with is how you actually kind of got into what you're doing in the first place, you know, upbringing, childhood, who are your influences, and then I'd like to go into what you don't normally talk about, or maybe something you haven't actually said on radio before because, I don't know, you're not 100% sure about it yet, and you haven't wanted to kind of bring it out before you understand it fully yourself, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I was conceived in Dalkeith on the Swanee River near Perth. I'm half Australian, Potter. My last name, and when I go down to Perth or Australia, it's just fun to open the phone book and just see pages of Potters. Pages of Potters. Anyway, my dad kind of met my mom in New York. Born in San Francisco, been to Perth 5 or 6 times, have a lot of cousins down there. Simon, Keith, Kim, the whole crew down there. I have a ton of family down there, and I love Australia. And grew up in Laguna Beach, California, primarily, a home of Timothy Leary, Rajneeshnees, the Brotherhood of Eternal Love. We had one of the first Hare Krishna temples. It was a surf community. We have the oldest volleyball tournament in the world. Volleyball tournament in the world's been going on down there on the beach tournament anyway. Annual. Lots of surfing. My dad lived in Hawaii, moved to Oahu, spent a lot of years surfing. Was a lifeguard, played water polo, excelled in that area, and then moved on naturally through healing. I have ETs and my contacts confirmed for me kind of my life path. I said, you know, what can I do to help the thing? They said, we have great healing energy, continue in that. So I've been a master kind of therapist. I've been licensed for 37 years, worked in many, many spas in Palm Springs, and had private practice up in Hollywood with the with the kind of Stars thing back in the 80s. And I've always worked with Dr. Fred Bell as his assistant in the lab, kind of as a protege, contactee, sharing experiences in his home in Laguna Beach, where the Pleiadian ships were coming around and he was having physical contacts in the, in the nature area behind his house there, on top of the world. And then having my own experiences, my influences were spiritual. I would have to say Autobiography of Yogi and Carlos Castaneda were some of my earliest experiences. Had a lot of alchemical transmutation experiences in consciousness and kind of understanding who we are and where we came from. So I would have to say, you know, just the general environment of, you know, growing up in the 60s and 70s, kind of in that flourishing time, and traveling with the National Health Federation, I was very much into health and still very much am. If you look at my site, most of my products are health-oriented stuff. So let's see. As far as anything I haven't really talked about, I've talked about a lot of stuff. You know, as far as any the new stuff coming out, I mean, I wouldn't say, for me, I have direct experiences in certain subjects that have come to kind of a fruition and a ripening in my understanding. And one of the things that I've been sharing lately, or the latest information, has to do with the planet's quarantine, if we could call it that. And that is the result of a hostile situation that took place. If we can imagine a very, 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 very large universe with our sector of the galaxy, imagine 450 million star systems, not even number of inhabited planets, but four star systems that would contain life. We can imagine the vastness of creation and the myriad forms of life and consciousness that exists in not only the physical plane, but we live in an open-ended, multidimensional universe. And my radio show, The Victory of the Light, which you can see on my website, The Promise Revealed, I interviewed J.J. Hertag, and he talked about that very subject, how everything just is continuing to expand and grow. And our limited perceptions here are caused for a reason. And what is the situation on Earth that is unique, Vinny? And for me, I found out that the Earth is like a movie. And in fact, they make movies to throw people off the scent. Literally, they're very, very advanced in their counterintelligence and psychological spin operations through media. But the situation has been that in a long time ago, people probably heard of Atlantis and Lemuria, and who knows the exact details of this, you know, situation. But as I'm told to understand that long, long time ago, some beings who had a very controlling lifestyle, maybe even on the planet Venus, ended up not having the support for their lavish, selfish ways. And they came to Earth, and it seemed the souls were attracted here to that type of system. And the result has been that the Earth kind of reached a certain technological level and was probably not the most advanced spiritual civilization, but things were going along pretty smoothly. And what happened was is a group of extraterrestrials, you probably heard of them, the reptilians, the Greys. Now, let's imagine that they have another cousin, and that cousin has manipulated them in violation of a galactic codex. There's a certain technology where on the physical planes, when a soul incarnates into a physical body, it can have its psychological and physiological makeup influenced through a technology that can literally manipulate and control the consciousness, can jam the frequency to the spiritual self to an extent that makes it difficult for the soul to reach a higher state of consciousness or understanding. And so this technology has been outlawed, and it's been used by these beings on other beings. And now guess what the plan is? These other beings go and get other beings to do the dirty work. So you're twice removed. It's kind of like a drug dealer. The top guy isn't even known, and the bottom guys are breaking the rules.
What you're describing here is basically how the Rockefeller family works.
Kind of in the highest level. Who are they? Those are actually fallen extraterrestrial beings who've taken up human bodies. They've exited. They have a technology, Vinny, where they can actually push a soul out of its body and force a soul into that body.
I didn't know they needed technology for that. I thought it was just a ritual demonic possession and massive Satanism and child rape and stuff like that that was capable of doing that.
Yeah, that's a disassociative technique that's used by these reptilians to reinforce this programming. It's generally a trauma-based system that creates alter personalities, at least in the human psychology, that allows those beings to repress it on a certain level here. And here's a big reveal. Everyone on the planet who's born here has to go through, because of this matrix that took place, I should go back to Atlantis and Lemuria, they came into the planet secretly. They had bases underground, and they started picking up leaders, abducting them, literally, even back then. And they would implant them. They had dental chairs, and they put implants into their etheric body, a very high technology, where they started to manipulate and control the leaders to certain political ends. And so the result was, the bottom line, the end of the story, as we all know, was, and the exact details are not important, but about 30,000 years ago, an asteroid was bought in, kind of like as a weapon from a previous, our asteroid belt actually is another planet that was destroyed in the same type of situation.
I heard that it was a water planet, and when it exploded, it sent kind of like ice shrapnel in every direction. It got frozen in space, and then a lot of those water or frozen sort of cometoids came into our atmosphere and caused the Great Flood or something. Have you heard about that?
That was actually, the asteroid was a longer one, but there has been a series of kind of cataclysmic type things. This particular one was an asteroid came down and hit Lemuria. It caused another more like tsunami flood and a drastic altering of the surface, because it cracked the mantle kind of at the top and all the gas chambers collapsed. So huge continents. In fact, Lemuria, 64 million souls were lost in one night. And you're probably living on one of the remnants of the mountaintops there. All of the statues from Easter Island always face the center of the Pacific, and there are various places around the world where these statues exist. But
something to supplement that, they recently excavated those statues in Easter Island, and they found out that there's not just heads, there's actually full statues under the ground there that have been buried under layers and layers of sediment over thousands upon thousands of years.
Yeah, these megalithic sites around the world. I was at the Bosnian pyramids. Actually, was it last year or the year before, maybe? I can't remember. I think it was last year with Dr. Samos Monagich and J.J. Hertak as well. And we studied the megalithic sites there. But they had, of course, the free energy technology of the star families that have been here in the ancient past and being suppressed here now.
Yeah, that's true. I was watching a travel show where this woman went to Egypt, you know, and just like, oh, we're going to travel Egypt, it's going to be nice. And she gets on one of these river boats with the local fishermen and travels down, and she asks them, so how did they build the pyramids? And the guy's just like, matter-of-factly, well, they use wands. They're capable of tapping the stones and then levitating them and then shifting them into place. It was pretty easy. And she's like, okay. Like, just totally doesn't believe it. I was like, okay, yeah, right, bro. That's right. Well, we've got the most advanced technology that has ever been, even though there's been discovery after discovery of way more advanced technology in the ancient world than we have today.
That's true, on a certain extent. We actually have some very advanced technology. It's hidden. If you go to my website, I have the Secret Space Program photo gallery, which I was approached by a one of the government guys that build the secret space program, and he released a lot of pictures through me of the very advanced secret space program, including pictures from ships leaving Area S4, ships docking at the International Space Station. We're not talking shuttles. We're talking
large cruiser craft, I heard. In fact, this is something I've been talking with a couple of guys about just recently over the weekend about the moon landing, and they're like, ah, well, the moon landing, it either happened or it didn't happen. And according to my research, it's kind of like the original moon landing didn't happen. But since then, on the other hand, it's been a completely different story. And there have been a lot of launches from Cape Canaveral that don't get reported. They're kind of like black bag operations or something.
I'll clear a couple of things up. One, they did land on the moon. They landed on Mars in 62, FYI, but they did land. I lived in Laguna Beach. I went to school with Bryn Cannon, Buzz Aldrin's stepdaughter, and he didn't talk about it, but what happened was sworn to secrecy. Yeah, of course. They have it's a contract. They signed a contract that they're going to end their life. They have pension. He's got enough money. He could come clean and be a whistleblower, but he toes the party line there. They have there's certain levels of elitism there. They've seen the history. If they're smart enough, they know what happens to people who talk. You could go down. But they did land on the moon. They did have an alternative program. In fact, it was in Australia, and one of the guys left a Coke bottle in front of it. But when they switched over the station there, they played a recording. A lot of it was recorded because they were had another alternative. They land near some ruins there, and they were doing some other things there, is what I understand and believe.
Well, that's funny, because I was watching a movie called Transformers, the third one of the series called Dark of the Moon. And, of course, the reason why they went to the moon was actually to search and have a look through an old alien spacecraft that had crashed there a long time ago.
Right, and actually the one of the things that start there with the probe, and the last thing it sees is like an alien spacehead on the moon before it gets squished. But what really happened is they did send a probe out there. There's a huge ship came and just snatched it. So they're not allowed to see certain things. The good guys and the bad guys have had an kind of a quarantine truce about what's going on with the Earth. The Earth has been held captive since this invasion. They bought in this thing. It destroyed the planet. The light forces withdrew. The planet was pretty much toast at that time. It was going to be a long time before the continents could come together. Lots of earthquakes took place after that. There was lots of tectonic movement. And all the rest of the world's civilizations, Atlantis and other outposts, began to make preparations to go inside the inner Earth chambers, as well as to send out various emissaries to different parts of the world where, due to the flooding that took place from the tsunami, that a lot of technology, people were just they didn't have their technologies. Like, imagine a flood, we'd lose everything. We go back to caveman pretty quick. So that's what the Bible, when you talk about the Mennonites, the Canaanites, and they did this and all this warring and stuff that was going on, was they'd been kind of reverted after this devastating loss of technology, which came about through no fault, well, some fault, but primarily through manipulation of the human consciousness field through an implantation process, which has still been ongoing. And so this is where we're at now, is the jig is up. The Galactic Federation is, we've reached a point of understanding where they can share with us the truth of what's going on and we can understand it. For those of us who had enough experience in this realm, and the other people, it doesn't even matter, because the truth is going to be revealed. It can't be stopped now. This is an unfolding of life force, energy, and truth that is going to lead to what's called divine intervention, or enforcement of a galactic codex for genetically altering the species, and through violation of of the free will of other beings. There are going to be beings who live thousands of years in one body, and they have already been arrested. In fact, I want to tell you that the secret space program has had its wings clipped. The ETs have removed a lot of the technology that the government had captured from crashes. They have shut down those large numbers of underground bases. Even in Asia, they've been removed from the lower levels. A lot of those bases have already been cleared of negative extraterrestrials. There's a few left in what is called the Chimera group. They spend most of their life underground. They live in projected human bodies, and they control a very advanced scalar network, which suppresses human consciousness and acts as a jamming frequency to the spiritual overself.
Not entirely unlike the film They Live.
Exact. Very close to that. That film is very, in a sense, very, very accurate to certain things that are going on.
Robert, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to have to just take a break right now.
Sure.
And we'll be right back in just a few seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. Robert Potter is my guest. His websites are thepromiserevealed.com and prepareforchange.net. If you want this broadcast to keep continuing, just please go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and check out our great sponsors, Blue Shield, the Gourmet Soap Kitchen in Wagga Wagga, and the High Tea Cafe in New London. And if you don't feel like buying a product or something of that nature, then, well, you can be like most of the other listeners and you can make either a donation to me on a one-off basis, or you can start donating regularly once a month. The PayPal buttons and bank account numbers are there on the homepage of thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Robert Potter. And just before the break, we were talking about the movie They Live. And I want to share, you know, like, one of my realizations, Robert, is that human creativity is pretty frickin' limited. And that means whatever you see in films that is done as fantasy, usually what it is, it's actually just some idea that they stole from something that really happened and just changed a few details and manipulated and changed it up a little bit. Just, you know, so it's not kind of recognizable as reality or exactly historically based. And then they come out and they say this is a work of fiction, when the reality is it's actually based on something that really, really happened, which they don't think we're prepared to accept as a full reality as yet. And so what we've got now is an enormous system of predictive programming where people are starting to accept reality by thinking it's not reality. And in so doing, they live an entire life of lies.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to smoke a doobie after that one. That was pretty convoluted. But I think it goes both ways, Vinny. I think the good guys actually try to get the information out, and they can't get it out by telling us straight up. But they get it out through leaking it to different sources of information, and certain people are kind of in positions where certain information is getting out and reaching the public. For instance, the movies The Matrix and The Avatar were very much sponsored and guided by what we call the resistance movement, or a certain cadre of extraterrestrials who were on the planet living beneath the surface and working with the native Agartha network, which has been down there. You've probably heard of the underground tunnel network of Agarthans, which are good
guys. I haven't, actually.
Okay, well, from the Atlantean times, what there were, Vincent, there were pyramids around the planet that held flames. They were called the Ra's, and these flames could be used to accelerate consciousness and to provide free energy through these pyramid technologies. And they were kind of, there's a spiritual brother-sisterhood of known as the Order of Melchizedek, and they are the ones that teach the secrets and meanings of life and kind of the reason we're here and to kind of guide cultures along. And they took these flames underground. One was called Ra in Egypt, went underground, the Giza complex area near Luxor. And then, of course, they have the Ra-Ma in the Himalayas beneath the Bermuda Triangle, where a series of old cities from Atlantis that went under water called Ra-Yolo. And then the Posidid in the Mato Grosso in Brazil, it's a huge underground Agartha network. And, of course, Ramu in Mount Shasta. And then I'm sure there's some in the Pacific. There's one known as the Order of the Star. And these are benevolent, kind of more advanced, fourth-dimensional, higher vibrational societies that exist beneath the surface and still maintain high technology. They basically had nothing, wanted nothing to do with us for 30,000 years. And the fact of the matter is they are now very much dealing with our situation, which is kind of, as I talked about, a hostile takeover bully situation with master psychologists that have been running the system, creating a world debt slavery financial system. And they control the media, they control the military, they control science, they control education, they control the satellites, they control medicine, and they've created a pharmaceutical constant perpetual state of sickness and enrich themselves while higher technologies are suppressed. We've had free energy available to us for probably 100 years almost, and it's been suppressed by the forces that want to keep us in ignorance, superstition, and fear. And here's the deal. This is the new thing I've come up with, Vinny, is understanding these people need healing. It's not about punishment. It's about arrest and removal. And that's what's taking place. You've probably heard about the revaluation of the world's currencies. Everyone's talking about the dinar and they want to get rich. It's an individual ego thing. But reality is we have to come to a transparent, honest, and just financial system. And the part of the process of becoming prepared for first contact and interplanetary cultural exchange requires several things. One, a removal and an acknowledgement of the, you know, not using nuclear power, and of course, a transparent, a just financial system that can can segue into a non-monetary system, a universal economic system based on an ever increasing source of abundance. So these things must take place, and there's great shifts taking place. We live in a holographic universe. There kind of really is no past, present, or future. It's all here now. So from the now, everything is moving forward with ever increasing waves of light, and unveiling of truth is taking place on all levels and segments of our world. And the Galactic Federation and the Agarthan Network, which contains, as I said, the Resistance, who are very active not only in media but in military and monitoring all of the criminals of the world's finances and those who are involved in the satanic rituals, child abuse, pornography, children's trafficking, whatever it is, raping and pillaging of the Earth's natural resources and destroying the environment. We take oil out of the ground in greed. We put it in the air to run our cars, which we don't need to do. And everyone says, isn't there free energy? Well, it's being suppressed, and it's pretty clear it is. So there has to be a plan for the liberation of the planet, and fortunately there is one, and there's been a group of dedicated spiritual missionaries who have been watching our situation, and they conduct it kind of like a military operation in regards to activities with these other beings that have actually surreptitiously invaded our planet and control it from, used to control it from layers deep within the earth in conjunction with secret governments. See, the good guys, Vinny, back in the late 50s, the good guys said, hey, we want to help you guys. Look, we'll help you get over nuclear power. We'll help you with science, education, technology, transportation, communication, spiritual laws of the universe, your true history, where you came from, what's going on. And they said, well, that's fine. But they told me I have to get rid of nuclear power, and the government... leaders were manipulated by the secret families that were already taken over by these guys, controlled all the money in the system, knew about the aliens, didn't want the good guys here, and said, no, 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 that'll ruin our money system and we don't trust you. When in reality, the military guys were told, you know, watch out for these guys. You know, they don't want to give us the technology, but we're going to make a deal with these little gray guys and the reptilians. So they made a deal with them, and they said, we just want to abduct some of your people. So the government made a deal with them, which wasn't worth the paper it was written on. And those guys basically have been implanting the human population for thousands of years, and they have given their technology to certain members of the government and elitist families. Some people call them the breakaway civilization, but they have a completely different mindset, and they think nothing of us. They think of us as cattle or
prey,
useless eaters. They themselves don't realize that they have been used the same way by the reptilians. And the sad thing is, the reptilians have been implanted and used as super soldiers for another group that's remaining aloof from the situation. So that had to be healed. And this was a big part of a giant multidimensional galactic alliance process in trying to heal this rift in the lower plane worlds where this dysfunction and selfishness exists. So there's been a plan, and it's coming to fruition. It's already come to fruition on many worlds, and it's taking place on our world now. And within the higher dimensions, there's actually, and this goes into a spiritual thing, which might not completely resonate with everyone, but there are certain energy rays that are available to our souls, and there's been some new ray energies flooding our solar system, which are going to allow the complete transmutation of these negative engrams and programmings to the point where we will see what happened. We will understand all of our negativity. It will be shown to us and revealed to us, and we will honestly shift and change from our conscious awareness negativity as this process takes place for on an individual basis.
Can I ask,
eventually it happens to the whole planet.
Now, on December 21st, 2012, a whole bunch of New Age gurus and everything were saying there's going to be some massive explosion in consciousness, and we'll transmute into fifth-dimensional beings, and we'll transcend time and space and become gods or some crap. Did you believe any of that at the time?
Well, actually, that was the reason I came out, because all the people were saying this, and I was just like, that's what I started blogging on Cobra's blog portal, 2012 Blogspot, and he's giving very unique information. His blog opened up on my birthday. I found him within a week, and what made him unique is he started talking about the disarmament of the negative forces and the advanced technologies they were using, and this went hand in hand with the military guy that I met, who was in an underground base, and he was sent to me by the Pleiadians to show me a spaceship. That's an old story, but I didn't believe it, and I wrote, I'm trying to find it actually, it was one of the things that kind of got me, I explained that 2012 is, it's like the sun hitting the surface at sunrise. It's a gradual warming. And there's no way we're going from where we're at now to floating on fluffy fifth dimensional clouds and playing harps. This energy is is a deeply powerful spiritual transforming energy that will reestablish. We'll turn this dungeon into holy space, Vinny. This is sacred holy ground we're on, and we have been tainted. So this is coming, but it's not coming without an understanding, a process, or what I call the plan of redemption, or that takes place through the individual salvation of each individual soul. Yeah. It's a mass thing, and at the same time, Vincenzo, it is a individual responsibility and process of adhering to truth and making changes and decisions with discrimination and choosing for life, love, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and the source of all that is good, beautiful, and true.
Can I interject here? Because I was thinking that there's like two types of people that are working on, and I hate that analogy of using those two types of people, because there aren't just two types, there's like a bazillion. But one of the aspects that I was looking at very intensely was the Messiah complex. Oh, something randomly outside of my control is going to happen and save me from all suffering, pain, and everything. And the other is the closer to my perspective, which is reality is defined like Agent Smith says in The Matrix, we define our reality through suffering and pain, and there is no enlightenment without it. And so if you think that somebody's going to come along and save you and you don't have to actually do anything about it, you don't have to endure any pain or suffering in order to accumulate your enlightenment or your freedom, then you don't have enlightenment and you don't have freedom. What you have is a lie, and you're living it.
Now, you say, Agent, he was a little more suffering and lie. That's actually the lie in the program that's been programmed. There is no suffering. This world is an illusion. It's not part of the original creation or the unity consciousness of the divine. So this is actually a fractured half world created by our minds, which is a half step behind. That's why they call it the illusion. So I would say, I agree with you, there's not just, two types of beings, but basically it is a blend of both. There are messianic forces, and the history of us knows that there's no way that humans on Earth like us, who in our current condition with our level of technology, we can't even see onto the astral plane, and yet we have an astral body. There are beings who are implanting crystals in our astral bodies and in our etheric bodies that we have no ability to see. All we can see is our dense physical fleshly shells. We're just starting to woo-woo understand the aura, which is actually the soul, how it anchors. We have various sheaths and various bodies. I did a conference in Mount Shasta just this last month with James Gilliland from the East Seti Ranch, Byron Belitzos, one of the Rancha Book guys, Michael Allegian, Galactic Federation guy, Trisha McCannon, Robert Perala, and myself. And in my thing, I talked a lot about that, and that should be on my website soon. We're going to have an audio and a video of that conference. And next year, Vinny, I'm going to invite you to come for free. We're going to be in the Mount Shasta Mountains there for 5 days. I already have confirmed Omnek, the woman from Venus, has authorized me to provide a conference for her in Mount Shasta, and possibly several other in the States coming up here. But she's was a woman who lived on Venus, spoke a mantra, and became physical, came in a spaceship on a mission to Earth to fulfill some karma here, and she is going to be sharing some information. And what she is saying is that this idea of all this suffering and karma, as we think of it, is really the law of manifestation. So everyone think of it as this and that, equal opposite reaction. You do something good, you do something bad, which is true. As you, as a man, think if you create. If you can imagine yourself, Vinny, you're a source of light. You are a spinning divine vortex, a fractal of the Creator called the living flame or the Word of God in a certain sense. Without getting spiritual or trying to delineate a male or a female or a person, let's just call it this prime creative source. You are a fractal, infinitesimal, holographic speck of that. At the same time, you are the whole thing. So if we look at the soul as an energetic consciousness field expressing itself in time and space, it has light. And light goes from its anode to its cathode. It's like a magnet. There's a pole. The light goes out, electrons, and they reach it. The farthest orbit, and entropy sets in, and they come back down on the negative pole. And if you look at it from someone straight on, Vinny, it looks like a butterfly. If you look at it from the top, it looks like a donut hole. It's a toroid. It's a tornado. It's a vortex. So your thoughts, and this is this what is called, quote, the secret. As you think over time, with emotion combined with your feelings, you draw and manifest unto yourself. And that's what we're all doing. However, this is where the matrix comes in and the implantation of the hostile force, let's call them misguided tyrants, in reptilian bodies. They've set up a field that controls the consciousness field, that only allows either or suffering or that, this belief structure that we've created, that we deserve to have an end time, we deserve to be destroyed. That's all false. We are divine.
Yeah, I don't believe in that stuff either.
we're co-creators of the divine, and we do have a responsibility to control our thoughts and to manifest peace in our lives, demand it from our representatives, and to take back our powers as people. Now, they do control the voting. They have electronic voting in the States. It's all manipulated. They give you the left wing of the CIA or the right wing of the CIA. It doesn't matter. They're all mind-controlled robots. Half the Congress has been mind-controlled. In violation of the Constitution, they're members of the bar, lots of them. And that's, you can't join any foreign association and be a representative in the U.S. government. So when that's enforced, half the Congress is going to shut down, and the truth will be revealed that they all have been taking bribes from and have secret bank accounts in Switzerland, credit cards that no one can trace. It's all in the down low, and they're manipulated by a new world order, which is the financial arm of this takeover group.
And I heard that the CIA and NSA and other various government agencies are actually majority privately owned and funded.
Well, it's they do it through drugs. The CIA has George Bush's oil wells were bringing in heroin back in Kennedy's days from. Now they're bringing off his oil wells. Then they did cocaine the same way, the famous Mena, Arkansas scandal with Clinton and the Whitewater thing with Ken Starr. That was all related to drug running Clinton did for the Bushes, which is, of course, you know, if you look on my website, the Bushes are actually Nazis. George Bush Sr. was the most successful spy of all time, probably.
And his father, Prescott Bush, was actually busted under the Trading with the Enemy Act for supplying Nazi Germany with, like, I don't know, about 40% of their war resources, roughly, give or take, maybe less.
What he did was he was a bag man for money, which there was a lot of guys in the States, the Rockefellers, you know, a lot of people were sympathetic to the Nazis, actually, in the States. But his name was George Scherf, and he came under Hitler's fascination with Nikola Tesla and his technology. So he was studying Tesla. If you look on my website, What's Wrong with America, the Grand Conspiracy, the Truth of the Bush Nazi Crime Family Syndicate, is revealed in a book by Alexander Putney. And I have pictures there of Joseph Mengele, Martin Bormann, Barbara Walker Bush, George Bush Sr., and Reinhard Gehlen in late 30s, early 40s Nazi Germany. So the Bushes were an elite cadre of Nazis. Hitler had a very advanced technology. The good news is all of this is turned around. They're getting the feet knocked out from under them. The white hats in the world's military forces have their number. They're not allowing. They wanted to start war in Iran. Then they tried to go back to Iraq. Then they went to Syria. Then they tried Ukraine. Now they got the ISIS in Syria. That's all funded by the Shamira Group. And this money comes from Yes, child pornography, sex trafficking, lots of drugs. They've been running secret space programs. Spaceships go down and pick up opium in the fields and, you know, they're back. So they have huge drug running operations that have financed these huge things as well.
And gun running operations. Like, there was an article just came out of the yep. Guardian or something like that, that the vast majority of the collected ammunition from ISIS have been like from stolen weapons caches or something from the United States and Britain and other places.
Exactly. So,
and when they say stolen, they mean we sold it to them and shipped it to them and then created a fabrication of plausible deniability behind it in order to CMA, otherwise known as cover my ass.
Right. Well, they plan these things. They everyone knows Cheney and Halliburton, the fracking and the, you know, all that stuff. It's all insider trading. They're very, very, very dark souls. Most of these heavy duty ones will be arrested by the Galactic Federation. They've already jumped down and taken some of the black nobility, some of the highest ranking reptilians in human form, and projected bodies have already been taken. The 10 million of the reptilians lost their lives in battles between 2001 and 2010. There were 10 years of battles in the underground bases to clear out the Nazis and the reptilian and whatever group around the world, whether they're the Mossad, Zionist, Khazarians, or the Congo invasion. You know, it doesn't matter race, creed, or color. Everyone is susceptible. And they have various versions of themselves around the planet that have been trying to instill this and have instilled a very Satanistic prison planet system. The good news is it's a spiritual consciousness, and it runs to the Christ, the Krishna, or the Buddha, whatever religion or lineage of teaching that has, you know, resonated with people. It doesn't matter. Everyone thinks it matters. It's mostly what is determined by the right of vibration and by the fruit of the consciousness that comes from the teachings, which a lot of them have been hijacked by priesthoods. You look at the Catholic religion, the teachings of Christ, the Christians, you know, not that the faithful individuals who study the teachings of these, of the lives of these beings who came to live a message are wrong or false, but much of the information they've been given, the teachings, have been manipulated.
Yeah, it depends whether or not you're looking at the exact source material from which the interpretation is made by somebody and then passed on to you, or whether you're just listening to what they passed on to you and accepting their word for it without looking at any of the original evidence yourself and making a determination based upon your own thoughts and conclusions. Thank you, Robert. Unfortunately, we've run out of time here for the interview. It's been quite exciting and fabulous. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure to be here. If people want to go to my website, thepromiserevealed.com, to check out some of my work with Cobra and the Prepare for Change team. I'm prepareforchange.net. I may be having a conference in Switzerland and Germany in the spring. Look to my website for that. And, of course, the summer conference in Shasta and with Omnic and some other exciting things. But it's been an honor and pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Just hold on for just a second there while I get out. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show on thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Bear in mind, this is a listener-supported broadcast, so if you want to go to the homepage, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, that's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question, Eastwood as in go ahead, make my news. And you can make a donation or start up a regular monthly subscription or check out our sponsors, Blue Shield, the Gourmet Soap Kitchen in Wagga Wagga, and the High Tea Cafe. We'll be right back.